All right, let's get started. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to season 2, episode 28 of Up Early for Everyone. That's Monica Lynn. I am your host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I'm always up before everyone else. It is a beautiful Thursday, April 29th, and it is 6:26. a.m. on the East Coast. How did y'all feel today? Did y'all check Biden's address last night? Because I didn't. I went out with Savannah and the boys yesterday. Y'all, I am still tired, okay? I'm just going to do some last-minute stitching on Chantel's wig today. I'm going to get a big bowl of ice cream, and I'm going to watch my 600-pound life. I'm going to start doing a review on that because they're getting on my damn nerves. They are. They really are. I'm sorry. I'm writing. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. But yeah, I'm doing nothing today. And every time I say I do nothing, I end up doing everything on the planet. Every single thing on the planet. But I welcome y'all. Welcome to my new listeners. Welcome to my old listeners. Welcome everyone around the world and abroad and across the country and back in beautiful Baltimore, Maryland. And I am your host, Monica Lynn. I am an author, blogger, and up until 7 months ago, I decided I wanted to start a podcast. I am also the author of Love's Holiday on sale now. Get yourself a copy. It's on Kindle, Amazon. It's over 70 plus e-retailers. So pick yourself up a copy. Mother's Day is in less than 2 weeks. The perfect gift to give mom, your mom who's a reader, or your grandma, or your aunt, or the person in your life. Okay, how about that? Let's start this morning off right with the diabetic minute. Now, you guys know that I've been keeping you abreast about what's going on with my diabetic journey. So, yesterday, for the first time, and I say almost a month, my glucose was 324. Yes, I am so upset. I kicked off the morning. I ate right in the morning because when I woke up, it was 177. And I'll let you guys know why it was 177 because I think I told you guys. I don't remember correct. But it has not been over 150, 170 in a month at least. I don't eat carbs, I don't eat sweets, I don't eat any of that. And yesterday, I woke up and I had a tomato, avocado, smoked turkey, mash for breakfast. That's all I had. And I had a juice or something. I didn't have anything else. So then we all went to Cracker Barrel. So I got this sirloin steak. I did not like it. I don't eat steak, but the guy across from me was having steak and it looked so good. So I said, let me get it. So I got it. I got the exact same thing, but I did not like it. But I told the girl, you know what? I will still pay for this, but I don't like it. She said, you want something else? And then I think that getting the bacon will be, I got bacon, and I think that would have been the same thing as the steak or whatever. Which I hope not, but I didn't like it. So I had eggs. I had two biscuits yesterday. Two biscuits. I had eggs, grits, carbs of the eggs yesterday. I had sawmill gravy. Then I forgot to tell my mom because I came home and I took my glucose and I told her how much it was and I ran down everything that I was eating. I had avocado toast, I had sweet potato fries, I had a regular french fries, and I also had a soft shell taco as we went to this restaurant out in here in Baltimore, out in the county, White Marsh. I'm not going to give away the name. I'm not going to browbeat the place. I'm not going to talk about it because everybody has a bad night. You know what I mean? And that place, I've been to this place hundreds of times over the years. I could even say, like, that food is the best food I've had in a while. But I understand everybody has a bad day. And we had a bad experience. But you're always not going to have the best of experiences when you go places. So I had one of Savannah's tacos. I had some sweet potato fries. There was a hair in my food. I got a chicken breast, crab, melt, cheese, bacon thingy without bread and just avocado and lettuce. And I didn't like it, so I sent it back. And it was also a hair in my food. I was done. So they gave me a cup of Marlin crab soup, which I'm going to eat tomorrow. But I understand we all have our bad days. They said that they were, okay, you're too loud. They said that they were backed up in the kitchen. I'm like, okay, you're having a bad night. So, you know, and the waitress, she looks so frazzled. And we're trying to explain to her that it's not you. And we thanked her for her time. But I'm not going to sit up here. We're not going to bash that place because it's a really good place to go to. And I don't want it to get no sad, no sour taste in my mouth. But yeah, my glucose was 324. I had a Hershey bar. I had a chunky. And I bought the boys what's that stuff? Chocolate nickels, like look like quarters. And when you were children, like what I'm learning is that you got to be careful, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to eat with them. They got to eat. Like, I will go out and I won't eat, but they have to eat. So you have to be careful around kids because you will gain weight. You will get fat with kids. And when I was growing up, the same thing applied to my baby cousins and my niece. It's like, they have to eat. And with my ex-boyfriend children, you have to eat. They have to eat and you eat with them. It's not a good thing. So anyway, you guys, but yeah, it was 324. It was too high. It went down to 236 and then I went to bed. And, you know, I haven't checked it yet. So we'll see what happens. I'll let you guys know on Monday because I'm not here. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. And Monday, I will be here Monday. No, I won't be here Monday. I'll be here Tuesday because I have a doctor's appointment Tuesday morning. I might be here Monday morning. I'm not sure yet. It depends on how the weekend goes and what goes on in the news. But apparently yesterday, I missed a lot on the news. So we'll get to that in a little bit. The gag, the tea. What's the tea, y'all? Get your friends. Me, I had to take a drink. I'm not gonna be on here long with y'all today because, like I said, I want to go watch My 600 Pound Life and I'm having some ice cream, some sugar free ice cream. It's really delicious. And I'm excited. Oh, but also, like, when I came home, because I was nibbling at my food yesterday, so it's not how much you eat, it's what you eat. So I finally cracked the code, y'all. I'm going to say this real quick. I guess that'll be the gag. Okay, this is the gag. This is the tea. You gotta watch what you eat. Not how much you eat, what you eat. Because yesterday, I nibbled, but I still had carbs. And I had chocolate. And that messed me up. So now, last night, I had two tomatoes. I have the beefsteak tomatoes. I love those. I don't know what I'm going to do when tomato season is over with, but I have some big ones. And I like them. And I really have to make my crack pot chicken today because my chicken has been in the refrigerator for a couple days now. So I think I'm going to bake my chicken part of it, and then I'm going to make the crock pot chicken. They call it crack pot, crack chicken, but I don't like that word. I like to call it crock pot chicken. It's chicken. I'm using chicken thighs, not chicken breasts. My mama said, I know you're saying, it's chicken thighs or breasts, cream cheese for 4 hours on low in your crock pot, green onions, ranch dip, seasoning packet, cheese, and bacon. And you can serve it on your zoodles or broccoli or whatever vegetable. Or if you want to eat it over noodles. I don't eat carbs like that anymore. I eat it every once in a while. See, today, case in point, 324. Can you believe that? I mean, yesterday, not today. Yesterday, case in point, it's not what you, how much you eat, it's what you eat. Because I swear, I nibbled all day today. I nibbled. And I didn't get hungry until like 6. And I had like the fish taco, which was on a pita bread. I had sweet potato fries. I had bread with the crab dip. So I was bad yesterday. So it's not how much you eat, it's what you eat. So you gotta watch out for that. So that's the gag. That's the tea. But I want you to get your friends. And I'm gonna say this to y'all because if your friend does not like my friend, I don't like you. If my friend does not like you, I don't like you. If you fuck with my friend, I don't like you. That's the kind of person that I am. And it's sad to say that, but it has to be said because it's a vibe. Me is a vibe. And me and Savannah was talking about this today about people vibing. And if it don't feel right, don't do it. And it was a situation that happened today. And I talked to my mother about it, and it had nothing to do with Savannah, but it was a situation that I went through, and I was talking to my mother about it, and then I talked to Savannah about it, and Savannah was like, well, if it don't feel right, don't do it. My mother just went off, like, don't do it, and I'm just like, ugh, okay. So you gotta vibe with people, and I vibed, and once I sat back and I realized that, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, this is not a vibe, you know what I'm saying? So when you vibe with people and the vibe is off, trust that vibe. Because it's I always, when I say my prayers, that the weapon shall be, it will be formed, but it shall not prosper. You understand what I'm saying, y'all? That weapon shall be formed. He didn't say it wasn't going to form. It's not going to prosper. So you got to pick and choose your battles. You understand what I'm saying? And you vibe with people. And you vibe. My vibe is off of me once. I'm done. Like my neighbors. I don't like them at all. And my mother said, well, don't talk so loud. What are they going to do? You're going to meet people in this lifetime that's not going to like you. And I'm pretty much sure people don't like me. But I don't care. You understand what I'm saying? So get your friends. If your friend does not like my friend, I don't like you. If my friend does not like you, I don't like you. And most of the time, if I don't like you, I pick up a bad vibe about you, and I don't like it. So I want you to get your friends, okay? Excuse me. Watch what you say around your friends. Watch what you say around people. And like I said in my show last week, stay in your lane. There's enough money out here for everybody. There's a big enough pie out here for everybody to give a slice. And I said to my friend today, and I told her, I didn't say anything out loud, but it's just, to me, it just seems like the vibe was off. She told me a story, and the vibe was off, you know? And this person has never done anything to me, personally. But the vibe is off. You know what I'm saying? So get your friends. Get your friends. Talk to your friends. That's all I can say. Like, get your friends. That should be part of the gag and the tea, y'all. Like, get your friends. If your friend does not like my friend, I don't like your friend. You don't like your friend. Your friend don't like you. We ain't friends. I really can't say that I have a lot of friends. I really can't say that. But you got to vibe with people. And when that vibe is off, Lord help me. Because I vibe on vibes. I'm serious, y'all. I'm so serious. And when I get that vibe is not there. That connection, that attraction, that anything. If it's not there, I don't want it. I had to say goodbye to a friend today. Which brings me to this. Because I did not watch the presidential address. So why can't I talk about it? Because I did not watch it. I have not watched any news. I have not watched any news whatsoever. So I can't talk about the presidential address. I had the biggest day on my script today, right here in front of my face. Presidential address. I did not watch it. I was tired. I came home, ate, went to sleep. Sorry. But I had to say goodbye to a friend today. They're not dead. They were with us. They're still among the living. And I had to say goodbye to them. And sometimes you just have to say goodbye to people because there's that vibe. It's a vibe. We weren't vibing. And I had to say goodbye to them. I didn't want to, but I felt like I had to. I felt that it was necessary for me to say goodbye to this person because this person has been in and out of my life for the past 4 years. Going on 5 years, I might add. And we had some good times together. But I had to let this person go because this person was immature. This person wasn't on the same level as me. And I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody mentally, spiritually, and physically. Mental, spiritual, emotionally, physically, you're not on my level, okay? Because first of all, mentally, your mindset is like all messed up, okay? Because the stuff that you're doing, you think it's cute. It's not cute at all. I'm 42, going 43. I cannot play games with somebody's child that has children. Emotionally, the things that you do, you don't think it has consequences on people. And I think that's crazy. You know, like, you do something to somebody and you don't expect a reaction. You don't want a reaction. Like, you push me to the point where there is a reaction and then you pull back and call me crazy because I'm only doing what you told me to do. And what you told me to do is how you're reacting to me. So mentally, emotionally, verbally, like he couldn't comprehend like my emotions. Like I was there for him. I was there mentally, spiritually, physically, anything that man wanted, anything that he needed, I was there. I stopped because it wasn't reciprocated. And once those feelings aren't reciprocated, you have to let it go. And I knew I should have let go 4 years ago, but you keep giving him a chance, Monica. So I had to say goodbye to a friend of that. And I will cut you off for the sake of myself. That's what you meant, mentally, physically, because it takes a toll on your body. You know what I'm saying? Like, the minute whomever upsets me, I eat. I write, and I eat. And that is messing me up physically. It can wear you down. You eat too much, you get sleepy, you go to sleep. Get up out that bed. You know what I'm saying? So now it's just like, I don't want you. I don't need you in my life anymore. You know, I need you to pack up your bags and leave. I need to pack up my bags and leave. There is no use in us doing this and wasting each other's time. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. You're wasting my time and I'm wasting your time. So I had to say goodbye to him. I wish him the best in all of his endeavors. But I wrote a lengthy text message. And then I put at the end, you lost a good friend. Because I felt like I was being taken advantage of. I really felt like I was being taken advantage of. And that's the worst friendship that anybody can go into or get into or have. It's someone who is voided of your feelings, but you're always there for them. It sucks. It sucks bad as hell. You know? You do what you do. You know? I can't get with it. I really can't. I just don't understand. But let's go over these new CDC guidelines. And remember from the other day show, Tuesday show, I was telling y'all the title was Old Friends. It was episode 27. I was telling you guys about the CDC guidelines. And I knew it. You don't have to wear your mask outside now. There are still millions of people sick. Poor India. India, oh my God. I was reading an article last night about India. And they don't have, they're not equipped for handling this. Like, they're having it. It's bad over there. It's really bad. Their president is worse than Donald Trump, if there is such a thing. But Biden is getting everybody on the road to recovery. And I dig that. I dig that. I just pre-registered for my vaccine. You know, I hear different results from different people. I hear different things from different people's outcomes, not results. I hear different outcomes. You see results. You hear outcomes. And a lot of people, it depends on the person. Some people have side effects. Some people don't. You know, some people are put down and some people don't. And I keep saying that I had COVID twice and I'm so scared to take it. And my mother said, well, your body is built for it because you beat it twice. And I'm just like, okay, so I don't know when I'm going to get the first one. I don't know when I'm going to get the second one. I don't know yet. But prayerfully, I can be vaccinated fully before the summer comes because I have a fun-filled summer. I don't know about how that's going to work during the summer because I have a lot of trips planned this summer. So maybe I'll come in two days a week. Who knows? Maybe like on Monday or Thursday or Tuesday and a Thursday because it's just like my weeks are, and it's starting now because like every Wednesday, well, I don't come on anyway on Wednesday, but every Wednesday in May, I have something going on. Starting with my doctor's appointment May the 3rd. Excuse me. I have everything going on, you know. So, yeah. So, yeah. Every Wednesday, I got something going on. But I think that the week of the 17th or the 16th. For the 9th, I have to go give Chantel. I might go down Chantel's house on the 25th of May. Because that's kind of pushing it. Because her birthday is that Sunday. No, her birthday is not until the next Tuesday. So I think I'll go down there on the 25th. I'll mark that on my calendar. I'll go down to Chantel. Hopefully she'll understand because, you know, I have a lot going on this month, so hopefully she'll understand. I'll go down and I'll style it and then I'll bring my butt back home. She doesn't live too far from the Horseshoe Casino. I love it, but I'm not going to go to the Horseshoe Casino by myself. And the day after that, I get my nails done. And then it's Memorial Day weekend. Like, I know how I feel about Memorial Day. So, yeah, I'm trying to be fully vaccinated before my trips, but I don't think so because I have a trip coming up in June. It's just, when we come back, Friday? Yeah, so I won't be on the week of the 13th at all. Maybe I'll be on Monday. I don't think so. I don't think I'll be on none that week. Yeah, I'm just going to put it through now. I won't be on that week. And then in August, we're going to Las Vegas. But I don't know what days we're going to go. But I do know on Saturday, August the 7th, we're going to the Ocean Air Seafood Room. It's going to be 6:30 p.m. or 7 o'clock. I'm going to call them and I'm going to see how that works as far as them doing parties. Because if they don't do separate checks, then only people going is me and my mother. I've had nightmares about group parties. But you can't really go to a lot. You really can't have a lot of people in anyway. We're only at 50% capacity. So you can't have no more than like five people in the party, or seven. I think it's seven. When we went to the Olive Garden, we had like a section to ourselves. But we're going to do that again. But I'm letting everybody know only a certain amount of people can go. I wanted to do a dinner cruise around the harbor. I still might do that, you know, but I definitely got to put the pedal to the metal because September unemployment ends, and it ends on the 4th, and you get your last check on the 7th. But I'm pretty much sure they're going to extend it. I don't know if they're going to extend it with any, you know, extra $300, $600, but I'm pretty much sure that they can. They'll probably do something probably to the end of the year, and then probably like kick us all off, because hopefully by then everybody will be vaccinated. Well, some people will be vaccinated. And you know what? We were talking about this, about the anti-maskers, the people, the anti-vax people, the anti-mask people. So they said that you can go out, right? And you don't have, you can be fully vaccinated, right? Once you're fully vaccinated, you can go to outdoor gatherings, small outdoor gatherings, not big outdoor gatherings. So hopefully by this 4th of July, unlike the last administration, this administration will be able to go outside for the 4th of July. Because remember, we were supposed to have like huge 4th of July celebrations. But they did have a huge 4th of July celebration, but it was over in one of the Dakotas. And, you know, Trump had a good old time. They had a good old time spreading that COVID. Spreading that Corona. But you got to be, still got to be careful. You still got to wear your mask. Still got to social distance, wash your hands, sanitize, all that good stuff. But you can be out and about around people who have not been vaccinated. People who are vaccinated. So it'd be nice if everybody was vaccinated. Like, my family is vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated. Like, everybody in my family has almost been vaccinated. Well, the family that I hang around with, everybody has almost been vaccinated except for my mother and me. So my mother could have got hers yesterday, but I just pre-registered yesterday as well. And so my hospital said that they were going to get in contact with me when it's, you know, when it's time for me to come in and get my shot. I can't wait. I'm actually excited because it's like a lot of places that I want to go this summer. New York being one of them, Las Vegas, Ocean City, Myrtle Beach. It's a lot we're doing this summer, you know, not to mention the day trips that we're going to go on. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's absolutely, it's a lot. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see what the summer brings. You know, we went to the beach yesterday, Woodland Beach in Delaware. Shout out to Delaware. That was a bomb beach. It looks like a man-made beach. It's not like Ocean City. And what I mean by man-made beach, only people can say this on the East Coast or the coastal towns. It's not like, it's dirt. It's not like Ocean City. We have, or Atlantic City, where you have like miles and miles of sand. This has dirt and rocks. It's the shoreline is not as vast. It's like a shoreline, but it's not like real big. Like, you can go fishing. It's on a dock. You can do all of that, but it's so small. And it's man-made. It is. It really is. It's really nice. It has like a really little, it has shoreline, really shoreline. And then it has like a parking. It probably jumps when it's really hot and it's like the, you know, people having cookouts and stuff and everything. But I don't think that you can, in that space with the pandemic, I don't think that you can actually like really enjoy yourself. But I had a really good time at that beach. It was really fun. It was really relaxing. I cannot wait to go back to the beach. I wanted to go to Ocean City, but Ocean City is too damn far. I live in Maryland. Why the hell do I have to drive 3 hours to get to Ocean City, when Jersey is like, what, 2-3 hours away as well? I don't get it. We got to Jersey one time, and it's 2.5 hours. Well, my sister-in-law drives like a bat out of hell, but we got there in no time. But going down south in Maryland, Ocean City, 3-hour ride. So I'm thinking about if we do go back to the beach, that we will probably do like an overnight trip. You know what I mean? Because the boys, Samantha boys, they'll probably be restless, and who wants to drag the babies up and down the, you know what I mean? Like, if we don't leave till like 6 or 7, we're not going to get back home till like 11 or 12 or maybe 1 or 2 in the morning. So it'll probably be like next time that we do go, I'll just carry everything with me just in case we don't have to come back home. But I had a ball, y'all. I really did. But like I said, I'm not going to be on here long. I think that's all I have to talk about today. Yeah, that's all I have to talk about today. I want y'all to be careful. I want y'all to debate about amongst yourselves about getting this vaccine. Because I'm getting this vaccination. And I want y'all to get this vaccination. And I want all of us to be able to go outside this summer and have a good old time. Like have a nice old cookout for the 4th. I don't know what I'm going to do for the 4th. I really don't. I really don't know what I'm going to do for the 4th. Maybe I ask like my friends, like, what do y'all want to do? Maybe I can do burgers and wine again. Maybe we can do burgers and wine. Burgers and wine. Burgers and wine. Maybe we can do that again. My mother's going to have a fit, you know. She probably won't even be here. I probably won't even be here. I think that I'm going to break out the 4th. When is the 4th anyway? What's the date of the 4th? It's on a Sunday. I think I'm going to be out. Because I'm going to say this, I'm going to go, y'all. I have a neighbor who lives like a block over. Not even a block. It's not even a half a block. He just lives across the alley. Across the street. Catty corner. And he plays loud music 4th of July. He has the biggest. I don't think they'll be able to have it still because of the pandemic. They didn't have nothing last year. They played music last year, but his music plays all night long. And my old neighbor, may she rest in peace, she said that he doesn't care. He doesn't care if he gets a ticket. Because there are noise ordinance. I don't know about anywhere else, but Baltimore, we have noise ordinance. And you can't play your music after a certain time. That's like when we call the police on my people, the people next door. And I do it again. But anyway... Right. So the guy, everybody calls the police on the guy. The guy don't care. He blasts music at 3-4 in the morning. What time he blasts until 5 o'clock in the morning? And they kept calling cops, calling cops, calling cops. And as soon as the cops come, they turn it down. The cops leave. They turn it back up. And it's loud. And I think it's so rude. It's so ignorant. Because I don't want to listen to your music. I don't. If I want to listen to your music, I will listen to this, but I think that's so rude. Oh my God, it's so rude. So I think that on the 4th, I'm not going to be home. I think I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be gone. I would love to go to the casino, or I might just go away. Who knows? But who knows? Anyway, y'all, it is 7 o'clock straight up, 7 a.m. on the East Coast. If you have been up early for everyone else in Monica Lynn, I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. And like I said, y'all, that's all that I have for y'all today. We've been on here for 34 minutes. Yeah, 34 minutes. I'm about to go watch my 600-pound life, eat me some sugar-free, low-carb ice cream, and then I'm going to finish it into a wig. I got to send off my packages. That's what I have to do. All right, y'all, life is calling. I love y'all so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Bottom of my heart for tuning in. I'll talk to y'all Monday.